Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Yesterday, the family courts in Dolphin House in Dublin reopened after the long weekend, and the judges in the court heard from a woman pleading for protection after her ex grabbed her by the throat last Saturday and pushed her into the ground as her two-year-old looked on. Another woman asked for the protection of the court after her adult daughter, in the throes of addiction, threatened her with a knife over the weekend. Now, all of those cases are held in camera, but journalists are allowed to access proceedings. They're subject to reporting restrictions. More Faye visited the court yesterday for us and is here with us this morning. Just a warning now before we start that some listeners may find the details of some of these cases distressing and the content mightn't be appropriate for younger listeners who I know are around the place because school is off. Maura, you're very welcome. Good to have you with us. The family courts are a bit different maybe to what we would perceive when we think about the courts. How so?
There's a lot less formality. So in the building, when you go into Dolphin House, the waiting area, there will be daytime television on the TV screen in the corner. There's children's puzzles, wooden puzzles on the walls. So it's a lot more family friendly environment because given the nature of the cases that they deal with, a lot of people will be attending there with their children.
So it's a bit more comfortable for people going
yes.
in there.
Yes, you know, even the solicitors and barristers, they wouldn't be wearing, you know, the traditional wigs and gowns that you might see in other court buildings.
Okay, well, let's come to some of the cases now that you witnessed. The first one involved a protection order heard ex parte.
Yes, so ex parte means where there is only one side of the case is heard. This case involved a young woman who lived with her mother and was accompanied by her mother to court. She was seeking a protection order against a man who had she'd been previously in a relationship with. She alleged that over the course of 7 months, he had hit her, he had strangled her on one occasion, causing her to pass out, and that he'd stolen €13,000 from her. He was released on bail last Friday in relation to a separate incident, and since then, she'd been getting phone calls with no caller ID along with threats, and the judge granted her a protection order.
Okay, and then drug abuse, that was a common theme, was it, in the protection orders that you heard?
Yes. The next case was by a woman who was seeking a protection order against her 38-year-old daughter. The woman told the court that her daughter was addicted to prescription drugs and that she'd recently started using crack cocaine. She said in an incident over the weekend her daughter was in a highly agitated state and that she tried to stop her daughter leaving the family home. Her daughter said she wanted to go after another woman who she claimed had stolen money from her. Her daughter had tried to grab her handbag, resulting in a tug of war between the two of them, and then her daughter produced a knife from underneath her jumper. The woman said she didn't think her daughter would use the knife inside the family home. She was not looking for a barring order and she agreed with the judge that she was just trying to protect her daughter, and again the protection order was granted.
Right. The next case then, this is a distressing one. This was a woman who was seeking a protection order against her ex-boyfriend.
Yes, the woman told the court that they had begun a relationship last December, but she alleged that a number of serious incidents had occurred between the two of them. She said in August, after losing a board game, he had put a hole in the ceiling using a chair. In September, she alleged that he had raped her, but she had not reported the rape to the Gardaí. When asked by the judge if she intended to report the rape, she said she wasn't sure. Over the bank holiday weekend, she said her ex-boyfriend had threatened to kill himself because of ending the relationship with him. He had also called her 123 times. He had threatened to ruin her relationship with her family, and he has also threatened to share sexual images of her with her employer. Again, the judge granted the protection order.
Right, and then a lot of the cases that you heard yesterday, more, they involved, very sadly, young children.
They did. There was one case involving a woman who was seeking a protection order against the father of her 16-month-old daughter. She said that she'd sought a protection order back in June, but that she said she was advised by her solicitor not to proceed with it as nothing had happened during the temporary period while it was in place. She said since then the man had come back under the influence of alcohol and would turn up outside her home watching her. She alleged that on October 10th her ex-partner had followed her grandmother, the child's great-grandmother, collecting the child from creche. The woman said there is an access order in place. The judge granted the protection order, meaning the ex-partner could not contact her except by text or email regarding access, and that he's not to stalk her.
Okay.
Another case, a woman alleged that last Saturday her ex-partner refused to leave her home, grabbed her by the throat and pushed her onto the ground beside their two-year-old son. At that point, she asked her older daughter to call the Gardaí. She said her ex-partner partner then went into the kitchen. She followed him and he again pushed her, this time into a clothes horse. He then went up the stairs in her house and said she was about halfway up the stairs when behind him when he again pushed her. She said that by the time the Gardaí arrived, he was out in his car. She noticed that her phone was missing. She said that the Gardaí asked the man if he had taken her phone and he said no. The woman said she later found her phone in the kitchen press, broken in half.
Now, there were instances that you saw yesterday where a barring order was sought, but it wasn't granted.
Yes, this was a case where a woman alleged that she was mentally and physically abused by her husband on a number of occasions, but she said this was the first time she'd sought a court order against him. They lived together and also work in the same company. She said that on one occasion the man had reacted angrily when her daughter put on the kettle and she had left the immersion on. The man accused them of attempting to burn down the house in doing so. In another incident, he had pulled stuff out of the attic while drunk. She alleged that in another incident last November, he had pulled her out of her bed by her feet and threatened to ruin her reputation at work. In another incident, she said he had reacted angrily when he witnessed her fist bumping another man. And on another occasion, he had tried to pull her out of her car because she didn't say please. She said she'd been advised by Gardaí on previous occasions to get a barring order and a protection order, but she hadn't done so. However, she alleged that an incident occurred last Friday involving their teenage son and that she said she had to protect her child. She said while in work, she'd received text messages from her son asking her to come home. She said that her husband had grabbed their son by the wrists and was shaking him. The judge asked her why her husband had done this. She said it was completely unprovoked, that their son was a very docile child and that he had actually bit his father to get away from him. She said she left work, told her son to come straight to the car and she brought him to the local Garda station where they reported the incident. She was seeking a barring order for him to be put out of the family home. The judge said he didn't feel that the threshold had been met, but that she does need an emergency order. And he was inclined to think that a protection order would be sufficient. He said that if there was any breach of the protection order, she was to contact the Gardaí and to come back for a barring order. The woman then asked the judge that as they worked together, was she still able to work? And the judge explained to her that the protection order means that her husband has to be ultra cautious not to do anything to make her or her son fear for their safety.
Okay, so the protection order is the husband can remain in the home.
Yes.
But has to leave her alone, essentially. A barring order then is when someone has to leave the home and leave the person completely.
Yes.
And there were cases where barring orders were granted.
Yes. So the first barring order case involved a woman who had a temporary barring order against the man who was the father of her children. And she is now seeking to have the full 3 years of the barring order enforced. The man in question arrived at court in the custody of Gardaí. And when asked by the judge if he consented to the barring order, the man said he did. The judge said that this saved both sides in the case having to give hurtful evidence. The judge explained that under the barring order, he was not allowed back to the family home. He was not allowed to stalk the woman and he was also not to make any threat of violence against her. Also that as they had children, access to the children could not take place in the family home and that any communication to arrange access to the children must be done via email or text. The man said he was now in prison, so he would not have access to email or text. The woman in the case then addressed the court and said she is allowing the man to call the children from prison. So the judge amended the order to reflect this.
And then the last case, this involves a situation where a temporary barring order was granted, Maura.
Yes, this was a case where a woman alleged very serious psychological and financial abuse by her partner. The woman had two sons, but her partner was only the biological father of her youngest son. She said her partner isolates her and does not allow her to have her friends and family at their house. He had been verbally and physically abusive towards her older son. She said he had told her older son that he's not wanted and denied him food on occasion. She said her partner had all the household money on his card and she had no money for gas or for food. The judge queried what happened in relation to the child benefit she received. She said she got it in cash from the post office and she would have to tell her partner what she spent the child benefit on and give him receipts. The judge said it was a highly unusual case, but he was granting a temporary barring order, meaning that the man would have to leave the family home until November 6th when the case would be back before the court and both sides would be heard.
All right, that's a glimpse inside the family courts at Dolphin House in Dublin. Maura, thanks very much for bringing us that. And if you've been affected by anything we've just discussed, you can get more information about helplines by visiting rte.ie/helplines.